Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
EQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. EQ 3, intruder alert.
Okay, no need to panic. No need to panic, guys. Sorry, but you know, this time, this is the one time that my doorman has got it right. It's not an intruder, but we do have, we'll have visitors from outer space. Good evening. This is Madam Perry. Welcome to Madam Perry Salon. You may know me as Jennifer Perry, but here in my little genie's bottle, it's a Madam Perry Salon where I bring you the most fabulous people that to find anywhere. My friend Kenya, everybody knows my friend Kenya. Kenya and I are like Oprah and Gail. Everybody knows your best friend. And Kenya, boyfriend, said Jennifer knows so many interesting people, and I do, and tonight is no exception. I am bringing a dear friend of mine. She's in England now, but believe me, I call her cosmopolitan because she is a woman of the world. She's everywhere. My dear friend Kimberly Kleczka, the creator of Coolamundo. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. So lovely to be on the show. Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a thrill to have you here. I think I met you, maybe about a year ago, and you have created this entire world, Coolamundo, and the Coolamundo Tingus. But to start off, for anyone who is not familiar, tell us what Coolamundo is, please.
Of course. Coolamundo, actually, let's start. First of all, what does Coolamundo mean? It actually means it's a cool world. And that is the whole concept. It's an edutainment business. And what I do is I write books and create videos and sing-along songs and also audio videos. And we talk about different parts of the world and this little character that travels around and tells people about what goes on, what different cultures, different languages, some different kinds of foods they might eat. And it's all basically to teach people and children about what goes on in the world and how fabulous it is.
And it's such a fantastic world, a Coolamundo world. And you have so many books, and they're in several languages, aren't they?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, we started a year ago, and we have 27 books out there, both in Kindle and paperback, and they're in many different languages. Yeah, because we wanted to bring the actual concept, it's a cool world, to the rest of the world in their different languages. And they're rhyming books, so they're all rhyming in those different languages as well, which makes it even more fun.
Oh, that's amazing. How do you do that? You know, I mean, that amazes me that they're rhyming books, and in each language they rhyme, I'm sure, without breaking the theme of the story or the message.
Exactly. Now, that can be an interesting one. And when I'm working with all these different translators, it's really funny because the way people will say something in a different language is totally a different way. And when you are working with these books, I actually send them the illustrations so they can add a little bit of their own character to it, per se, with each culture. Because how we may say it in English will be very different to how they might say it in French or Spanish or even Chinese. So, that's all kind of fun, actually. It's just part of the fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, I don't speak as many languages as you, I'm sure. But I know when my minor was Spanish in college, and I even studied in Madrid for a short semester. And I had a tutor, and she would break it down and tell me, okay, here this means this, but if you're in, Peru or if you're in Argentina, it means something else, and you don't want to say it in public. So every simple thing, everything Okay, great. I got to carry around a whole other book of what to say where. So, that's pretty amazing, though. So, Coolamundo, it's a cool world. Now, when and where did you get the idea? When did Coolamundo come to life, and when did you have the epiphany that this was something you were going to create?
Many years ago, I had an opportunity as a child growing up to travel the world with my parents. You know, they started me off with all of this. And then when I was, as I was getting older and having my own children, you read books to them and you play games with the kids. I was like, how cool would it be to have a character that travels around the world and has different experiences that they can relate to other children and other different nationalities with people who might not travel? They might not have those experiences to see other countries and other cultures and meet other people. And it actually came, the actual idea, many years ago, but I never had an opportunity because I was so busy working and what have you, bringing up the children. Finally, I was an empty nester, and I was like, okay, now this is the chance to do it. So we happened to be in France, and I like to write poetry. My mother's always been pretty good with poetry, and it was kind of, in our household growing up. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go and sit in the field over here, and I'm going to write about a cow, because we had a really cute cow that kept looking at us each day, and it with the big eyelashes and the big eyes and just pouty mouth, just looking at me. And so I wrote this poem, and my husband said to me, why don't you turn that into a children's book? I said, who's going to want this as a children's book? He said, no, just try and make it into a story. You've got the rhyming going. And so that is when Clara the Cow became. I started writing about Clara the Cow, and that was the first book I wrote, and that was published a year ago. It was the first one we did.
Oh, so amazing. So, yeah, I like the idea. I think as a child, apparently, you realize that the fact that you got to go so many places and experience so many other cultures and people, it sounds like you realize that not every kid had the chance.
And that's what I wanted to share, because there are so many children out there, so many families that don't get a chance to travel. And so how they learn and they understand and they get a feel for different areas and different places and, walking through a field or a forest in another country, seeing new wildlife, they do it through words, they do it through books, they do it through videos, they do it through audio books. And, this is what I wanted to actually bring this across, to give some of these different families and children opportunity, because that's a big thing for me. I want to be able to be part of the world, per se.
Now, tell us about the character Aluk.
Okay, he's a quirky bird who is very silly. He falls over his own feet. He does stupid things. But he's so fun-loving. He's just got a warmth about him. And he's very curious, because he comes from a planet which is the tiniest star in the universe called Coolamundo. And what he does is, his whole thing that he has to do is he has to learn what's going on on our planet. And so that's what he does. He has a special book, and it's a travel book, and it's a travel journal that he writes in every time he goes on a new trip, and he has a magical bead. And what they do is they'll give him ideas and say, okay, this is where you're going this time. So off he takes, and he has a plan. Every time a book is written, he has a plan of where he's going to. It's like, okay, I'm going to France. I want to learn how to street dance. So he gets on his street dog shoes and off he goes. And, I come from the Coolamundo planet, and this is where I come from, and this is my family. So he tells a story about who his family are. So every single book actually stands on its own, and it tells actually a story about where he's gone to and where he's come from and where the next place, the next adventure, and who he meets along the way. So that's who he is, and he's just kind of a crazy, goofy, kind of cute character.
Well, now, he's got several books, but right now, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, you launched a new book. And what is the title of that?
Okay, it's Visits Aluk's Cool Place in Outer Space.
I like it. Actually, I wanted to hear you say it to make sure I said his name right. That's why I asked you to say it. Visit and
well, you know what?
Place
you know his name, Alok, okay, which is spelled A-L-O-O-K. If you turn it round the other way, it's Kula, which is the beginning of Kula Munda.
Okay, why didn't I see that? Okay, all right, gotcha. And so, visit Alok's cool place in outer space. So tell us about it. Is this where he takes us to his home planet?
Yes, he does. He takes us to his home planet, and you get to meet his Zagan, which is his dragon. It's his pet dragon. And what his pet dragon does is they live in dome houses, which floats. And what his pet dragon does is he actually goes into the house, and he lights it up, and he gives some heat. And he's just a really kind of cool character, the dragon. And he goes to school. Alok goes to school, and he learns a language, which is the Kula Munda language, which is all made out of bird wings. So it's bird expressions through the wings and the expression of each bird. And he learns a sport called luta, where he has to look for the beads, and they hide amongst all the different colorful reeds, and then they have to go out after school and find where these beads are. So it's all so he goes to a school and he has a life and he has a mother who is a magical queen, and she actually brings life to nature and flowers. So she has a special part of her, and his dad actually is a scientist and studies the stars in the sky and actually has a solar bird that helps do that. So it's all kind of different things, and they make patterns out of heather, and he has a sister that's got long blue hair, and her name is Lala, and he's got a baby brother called Kea that likes to play with a red dinosaur mold. So it's a lot of different things about where they come from in space.
What fascinating family. This is the people I want to know. And I love the picture, the cover of the book. Are these the floating domes that they live in, or their houses?
Yes, exactly.
They're enchanting. It's like a space hobbit house, almost.
Exactly.
So let me ask you, now you've also got some of the others are, let's see, there's Alok's Dance in France book, and
yes,
Yula and Alok's Funny Food book. And
hello. Yes.
I
and
love
that's about
every other...
all different types of foods.
And I love it because if anybody is listening to this, listen to us while we're live and want to know why, or even if you're listening to it after that we record it, go to Kula Mundo, KOOLAMUNDO, like KulaMundo.com. And on the homepage, so look at the covers of all these books. I mean, if you can't, I mean, I'm laughing because I'm just feeling good out loud. It's just, you cannot look at these pictures and not feel good and wish you were there. And the one where you went, where they're on the, in the magic carpet and the funny book where you're at the table with, is that Luna? Yeah, Luna and Alok.
Yeah, that's right. That's Luna and Alok I'm at the table with, yes.
And it just looks like so much fun. And the one, Clara the Cow, Who Knows How to Bow, book trailer. And the picture on there, it's like you're laughing. And you can just feel like you're right there, like the cow is making you laugh and makes you want to read it. And I said, you know, how delightful.
Thank you.
Now, let me ask you, what is your favorite part of the coming up with the stories? Do you get an idea for a place or something, or does something hit you, and where does that inspiration come from to create the next book?
It does, actually. I mean, I could be going for a walk along the road and suddenly I'll think of something, or I could be sitting somewhere and I'll think of an idea and a concept. At the moment, I've just finished writing a book, and it's called Dobby's So Polite, What a Delight. And it's about two dogs, and one dog that's older than the other, teaching him not to pee in the house, you know, not to jump on the furniture. You know, mind your manners. Don't be stealing the food off the table. And make sure you stand at the zebra crossing because you have to wait till the traffic light turns the right color, you know, all this type of thing. So it's the same kind of concept. But that's part of the friendship series with Clara the Cow. And then I've got a couple new books or ideas that I've come up with. This idea for Luna and Alut, they're going to do a magical music book. So it's going to be all about music and musical instruments and how songs have so many different types of instruments in them. And Luke has his own instrument, which is looks a bit like a trumpet, but it's got two horns on each on either side, and the one in the middle has a tongue that sings to the sound of the other two horns. So it's just all these kinds of things. And then I'm bringing one out for Luna as well. She's going to have one, and hers is going to be where it's going to be the largest treehouse in the world, and she's from the equilateral rainforest, and it's going to talk about her life and her family and where she comes from. So those are some of the things ideas I've come up with for this year, and it just kind of comes to your head, you know. I can think it's like anything, right? When you're just sitting there and one can have a dream about these things too. You wake up, you're like, oh, that's a great idea, and you start writing on paper. Okay, great, I'm going to add that to the book. You know, you might have been dreaming about it.
Okay, now you're reading my mind, because that's exactly what I wanted to say. If anything comes to you in a dream, I think as soon as you said describe the instrument, it looks instrument. I just thought, now if she were to tell me she dreamed this, I'm going to ask her. What is she eating at night, and how late does she eat? You know, is this like some kind of a loaded pizza you had at midnight, and then you had this dream to create this instrument, this trumpet-like thing with a thing on the lip on the side, whatever, or tongue. I mean, and then when you said dream, that's when I went right in, like, okay, I knew it.
I'm just having so much fun with it, and we're also going to be bringing merchandise with the products this year, and we're also going to start adding animated films to it now.
Well, now you have several video trailers for the books that you create.
Yes.
That are animated.
Yes.
Yeah. And you do all those yourself?
Yes, yes, yes. All those are all in-house. I do all those. And but what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be working with a couple of different people to bring actually animated TV show type shows. We're going to do the Coolamunda song first into a music video, and then I have a Christmas song that we'd like to make into a music video. Then we're going to start adding different episodes of different stories that go on with Alut and Luna and Clara and what have you.
I'm going to tell anyone that if you like ambient electronica music, like you might hear in a very edgy club, you know, very sophisticated ambient, watch the trailer for Visit Alut's Cool Place in Outer Space. I played that, and then I played it like two or three times in a row, you know, kind of like turned the lights down, wanted to feel like I was in a European club during Fashion Week or something.
Especially when you hear the dragon, right?
Yeah. You know? Well, that was fantastic. So who creates the music?
Well, what happens is I will write the lyrics to it, and then I will find a couple of different people that will do the composing for me. And then I have this fabulous girl that did this one. She's actually German, and her name is Johanna, and she's great. I just throw a project at her, and she just plays with it. She actually plays a saxophone, and she's a singer. And she's just got a lot of talent and a lot of creativity. She's fabulous to work with.
Okay.
And she's actually lived in Hamburg.
Oh, okay. Now, didn't you live in Germany recently?
Yes, yes. I used to live in Hamburg. Exactly. That's where I actually met her. I actually met her at a gym.
Okay. Of course.
We were working out together.
Now, you know, yeah. I'm sure, I don't know if it took a while. I just can't imagine. I don't know what you're on the treadmill or you're in some kind of a spin class or I don't know, Zumba, and then, you know, just to look over, hey, my name is Johanna, my name is Kimberly, hey, you want to write a song, you know, just kind of, I mean, I guess you have to know one another and some of your likes and dislikes and things first. Now, and by the way, I'm going on record now telling you, and this is, not to put too much pressure on you, but just a little tiny bit, that's going to be my, It's going to be on my gold list, is to have even it's a sing on one of your videos.
Oh,
and
great.
Don't panic at the end of the show. I'll play something from my CD so you can hear that.
I would love
that.
Either
she's not so bad, or you'll know to go ahead and block my number right away. So just let you know ahead of time.
Oh my gosh, that would be such an honor.
It worked for me, definitely. Now, who is your illustrator?
She's a fabulous girl. I also met her online. I meet all these people in the most funniest places. I met her online because I was looking for, you know, an illustrator. And I tried several different illustrators out, but this gal was great. And she played around. I draw it out, and then she'll go ahead, or I'll write out and say, this is what I want. And she actually gets it to the T. And I thought, this is a wonderful, wonderful lady. So she's in India, and she does all my stuff and sends it over to me. And I actually went to her wedding. I think I might have told you. I went to her wedding before. Yes, it was wonderful. And we saw her get married, and she's like part of the family now, you know, part of the Kulamunda family. She's fabulous.
Because you sent me, you showed me pictures. I begged you. I said, please make sure you get me pictures, and you did. You shared the pictures with me, and she's beautiful. And now, what's her name?
Her name is Apoorva, Apoorva.
Okay, Apoorva, because we wanted to make sure we said hello, Apoorva, and we love your work. So, okay, so I got that. So I got the music partner and your illustrator. And I do love these pictures because they are so, you feel, I mean, you think in animation like this, when you're drawing, there's a lot of people that can draw. And then, of course, to get your idea to them and have them be able to, you know, take their hands, take pen and paper and color and create what you see in your mind that you describe to them, that's no small thing. But she, a poor girl, you can see, you can look at the people, like, you know, when you look in a photograph of from a movie or a TV show or a play, and it's just a one still shot. And you just look at the different characters' faces and where they're standing and where their positions, and that gives you a feel of what's going on, where the dynamics are in it. And she does that with the characters in this book, because you feel like you can see by the expressions, even just how the eye. There's one picture where even the eyebrow on the dad. I think it's on the cover of the book. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Just the ways that they kind of look, or maybe how the shoulder is. You get their feelings.
She's fabulous. Oh, she really is.
She is. Yeah. Like, this is Alex's cool place in outer space. You look at it. There's the mom. She's smiling. There's the dad. He's kind of small, but not too much because, you know, you still got to be dad and serious, but it'd be fun. And, you know, you just, I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I feel like I can see, you know, she really knows the emotions and how to.
She does. And it's really in. Sorry?
No, I just said it draws you in.
I think she does as well, but she's very cute because when I was doing Lunan Looks Funny Food Book, for instance, I would ask her, I said, okay, I need a cheese fondue. Cheese fondue? What's a cheese fondue? I'd ask her all these different, and I'd say to her, okay, I need some Mexican empanadas. Mexican empanadas? What are those? And so it was really interesting because she didn't even hear of these foods before. I mean, she never heard. And then, it was very cute. She's busy working on another book cover for me at the moment. And I said, okay, I need like a bubbling brook and everything right behind, you know, this sitting there on the thing. And it was interesting because the color of the water she did was more of a brown color versus a bright blue color. And it was, and I thought to myself, this is just because this is what she sees in India. You know, the water has got more of a dirtier color because it's more sandier and what have you. It hasn't got kind of the bright blueness that we have as maybe some of our bubbling brooks that we had in America, for instance. So it's so interesting the way that she will see something compared to what we'll see. It's fascinating, actually.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm with you now. I see what you're saying. Now, let me learn. I've got to say, since we've already established, you know, you created Kulamundo, you created the characters, you directed the illustration, you create the music and co-create the songs with someone else, but you create the videos. You pretty much do everything. You, I have found, I did a little background work, Ms. Klekska, and found that you are
yes?
to no one's surprise, I'm sure, a professional actor and model.
Oh, you are a stinker.
I don't want to leave anything out. I know you're so, I mean, you're so fascinating, but, you know, this, I mean, we could just talk about the books, and that's fantastic, and I'm still totally amazed. But then I find, like I said, I knew, I just thought, this woman's got so much going on. You're a model, an actor, and you've got a pretty good, you know, you're an IMDb with your credits, and, but I have to, you know, because I know that you've lived around the world. I can say you're cosmopolitan, but I love how, if you don't mind me reading this, you're on your actors. Your list of skills and the roles that you've done, and all your credits. I like where it says your languages, because we don't have, you know, we do some stuff like this over here. You know, we make some films and TV shows in America, and I've done some plays and some small bits, but I don't have anything near your accents because you have languages. English, Afrikaans, and Dutch. But the accents are Irish, South African, UK Cockney, UK English, UK Posh, USA California, USA Southern, Dutch, and French. And that's amazing. But you know, I'm going to have to ask you to give me a sample, because you can tell I'm Southern. I'm going to have to get a sample of your California and your Southern.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Okay. Well, I do declare I'm from Southern Carolina. I can't believe you made me do that. You are such a stinker.
What is that? What was that? What are you doing? A Civil War movie? So, okay. So now I know how I sound to you. So
oh no, you sound lovely. I love the Southern accent. It's just beautiful. Oh, I really do. I think it's so cute.
You know, you know, I was watching a documentary last week about Margaret Mitchell, and that seems a lot like how she was, very closer to how she talked. So I guess the Gone with the Wind wasn't so far from her. But now give me your California.
Okay. Hi, my name's Kimberly. What do you want me to say?
That's good.
I live in California, and the water is okay, man. It's just fine.
Well done. Well done.
You know, everything over there is like, it's cool, dude, you know, and all this kind of thing. And, yeah.
Dude, man. Like, wow. Yeah.
Dude, man, it's cool. It's great.
Yeah, man, we just laid back, you know, and yeah.
Exactly. You know, let's just chill, man, yeah.
Yeah, that's what... You know, I've had a lot of friends on here that work in TV and film and write and create their own. So I have to connect you with them on Facebook. So when they're in
England.
I'd
love that. That would be fabulous.
Oh, good. Some of them actually are in England, and then some of them are here in the U.S. You know, we do have a lot of films being made here in Atlanta, Georgia, or the Atlanta area, as well as several movies going on, as well as several TV shows. You know, like the Vampire Diaries or whatever, and yeah, a lot of shows are done here.
That's
plus,
great.
You know,
that's fabulous.
Tyler Perry Studios too are in a suburb of Atlanta. Yeah, just today. I mean, I get these things every day of all the movies being made here and what they need, what kind of actors. So, if you ever drop by Atlanta and visit me in Kenya. You know, he said, I need to make a little money while I'm here. You know, add a few things to my IMDb. Yeah, we'll take you.
That's wonderful. That's great. I'm glad to know. I'm looking forward to that.
So, Now, since your husband, I've got to get back to him, because since he was the one that really encouraged you to go ahead and write and the stories that you were talking, from the poetry you had written, how does he feel about all this now? What does he say about all the things that you've created?
He's excited. He really is. I think in the beginning he wanted me to get a publisher, and I wasn't interested. I wanted to self-publish, and I said, because it's going to be an edutainment business versus just books, you know, I wanted to kind of do the self-publishing, and I really had to, you know, work him on that one. And he's kind of a guy, he wants to see the stuff, and he wants to be educated on it, know exactly what it all means. And once I had him on board, he's great. He's always been really, really supportive in every endeavor that I've done. He's just been fantastic. So he's great. And he helps me out a lot, too. He helps me out in the back office and laying out the books and gives me ideas and concepts and gives me marketing ideas. And, you know, we can go back and forth on it and we can talk about it. And he'll say, no, maybe you should try this. And why don't you try that angle? And he's just my solid rock. He's just fabulous.
Oh, how wonderful. That is great. Since he launched you into it, and he seems so proud. You know, I remember I was trying to finish up a book of my own right now, and I remember something that another woman wrote in the foreword of her book. She said, I dedicate this to my husband who takes such unabashed pride in everything I do. And I thought, yeah, I can identify with that, you know, my husband does. And it sounds like your husband definitely takes a lot of pride in everything you do. And that still feels so good.
Oh, he's wonderful. I mean, I just sent him, for instance, some designs on bags that I would like done. He's over in Hong Kong at the moment, and he said, well, let me take them, and I'll take them to someone, and we'll get them made. And so he's just fantastic. I just, you know, he's got his own job. He's busy working. He's traveling all over the place. And, you know, he still makes the time out to help me out, which is fantastic.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, now, don't you, and okay, I had to stop myself. I was about to use an expression, then I realized in the situation it might be very corny, but I'll go ahead and now that I've opened the door. A little bird told me that there is a new book coming soon.
Yes, there is. You are right. And it's going to be about Luna and Aluk's magical musical book. And I'm also doing one on Luna trying to find numbers 2 and 3. So it's Luna and number 7 are looking for 2 and 3 because they're missing in the world. And if the children don't have 2 and 3 in their numbers, they're in lots of trouble.
Uh-oh. That's dangerous. All right.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, on the slideshow that I did here on the Blog Talk Radio version of the show, I do have the picture from Dobby the dog. I just had to put that in there.
Oh, you do? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, because I'm a dog lover and had to have that in there. So,
I'll send you a copy.
Oh, good. I would love that. I would like that very much. Now, you have, so tell me again, the name of the next book is?
Okay, the name of the next book is Dobby is So Polite, What a Delight.
Dobby is So Polite, What a Delight.
What a Delight.
I love it.
And actually, Dobby is a blue heeler Australian sheepdog, and he's actually our dog. And he's just a really polite dog, but he actually had an older dog taking care of him when he was little and teaching him manners. And so I just emulated a little bit on, you know, the manners, like wipe your paws and don't be pinching their food or eating their slippers over there because you have your own toys to eat. And don't be pinching that chicken that's on the sideboard. No, you have your food that you should be eating. And, you know, so it's all this swimming in the swimming pool. It's good to swim in the swimming pool, and he teaches him how to do that and how to play frisbee. And so it's all about, you know, teaching this young dog how to do certain things and have manners.
Oh, so he's an Australian cattle dog or blue heeler?
Blue heeler, and it's a, yes, and then blue is a Tavernan. A sheepdog. So they're quite big. They look a bit like a German Shepherd.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I see the picture of them here. Well, because I have a dog that's part Cardigan Corgi and part Australian Cattle Dog or Blue Heeler, I don't know. And he is
so
very
cute.
Polite. He is.
Oh, adorable.
If I'm working and he wants my attention for something, he'll just come and tap his nose on the side of my leg, just gently to get my attention without scaring me. And then he'll sit down. I'll look over. He goes, no rush. If you got a minute, I need something. If you got a minute, you get to a stopping place.
Aww.
And he'll wait, and I do. And then he's like, okay, well, we need to go outside to handle some dog business. And just very, very sweet like that. So.
Oh, that's so cute. I do love dogs, but I tell you the funniest thing. We were putting him on video camera. Oh, my gosh. And I had a cowboy hat on him. I mean, I was in America, and I found a whole area where they had all these different animal bits and pieces that you could put dress your animals up with, okay? And I found this great cowboy hat. So I went ahead and put that on, and we put him in front of the camera, and we put him actually on a chair behind the green screen, and we put this cowboy hat on him. And then I put peanut butter on the roof of his mouth, just a little bit, so it looks like he's talking. It is hilarious. Oh, my God. He was just staring at the camera, and you could see the look on his face like, why is she doing this to me? Why am I looking in this camera? Why have I got this stupid hat on my head? Why has she stuck this stuff on my mouth that doesn't even feel comfortable? What is going on here? It is just so hilarious. He was such a star. He really was.
I know that feeling. I look at you like she's lost her mind now. I don't know how I'm going to take care of her. Just want people to know, too, that when they go to the website, coolamundo.com, K-O-O-L-A-M-U-N-D-O.com, there's a blog, pictures of books on the books page. You've got the trailers on there that you click on. And then there's a sing-along page. And there's you can do free downloads on the song and sing along. You just click on the illustrations to listen, or just click on the button to download it. And so then this is what I like. If there's not enough, Kimberly, this is why I'm so thrilled that I met you. If it's not enough that you have the book, that you have the cool trailers, that you have the books in different languages, but you are so fabulous that you have these songs not only on the sing-along and like Luna and Aluk Funny Food Book sing-along. You have them in English and German and all the other languages. But then you have here's the hip-hop version. Here's the jazzy version. In each language, they get choices. And I just think, you amaze me. You honestly amaze me with this. This is just wild and enchanting.
Thank you so much. You're just so nice. Thank you. I think also, too, if you listen to the two songs, for instance, the two jazzy songs, one in German and one in English, it sounds so different when it's sung in a different language. The passion is different. The energy is different. It's very interesting, actually.
Well, I like this. There's a page of quotes here. And I like Cula Mundo, the quote, reading connects us to the power of knowledge, creativity, and curiosity. And you certainly practice what you preach there. And it's just,
Thank you so much.
Just fascinating and has such a wonderful energy to it. I am just so thrilled to have you here to talk with you. And it's just almost not enough time. I hope, and I know it's not going to be very long, but when the next book comes, and it's the one about my sweet little Dobby, I would love, love, love for you to come back and talk to us some more.
I would love that. Thank you so much. And thank you very, very much for inviting me to be on your show. And I just love being on your show. You're just such a great girl. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, well, so are you, dear. And I'm just thrilled to have met you. And this is another wonderful thing about the internet and social media and everything we have in the world is that all the friends, and I'm sure you've obviously done the same thing, you meet so many people around the world that you just can't imagine your life without. Do you know what I mean?
I do, and I totally agree with you. It's fantastic. And I think people and the world and cultures are just absolutely fantastic. Just love it, absolutely love it. And we can learn so much from each other.
Yeah, we definitely can, and enjoy it more. All right. Well, you know, it's about time to go, and I'm going to say much success on the book, Visit a Little Cool Place in Outer Space. And I'm looking forward to the next one. Everyone, if you're listening still or if you're on listen afterwards, first of all, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, please click the follow button there and follow, because that keeps me in business and helps me bring more wonderful people to you like Kimberly Klecka. Or if you're listening to it on iTunes, where you can subscribe for free, all the downloads are free, you know, please subscribe and follow, because that lets me know that you're there. And I like that. So I'm going to say thank you so much, Kimberly Klecka, creator of Cooler Mundo, for creating that fabulous cool world and for being with us. And we're going to, don't forget, Cooler Mundo, K-O-O-L-A-M-U-N-D-O, Cooler Mundo. And we're going to go out with a song from my group, Everybody's Got to Swing. Why don't you stay for a second and listen to it, Kimberly?
Thanks, Del. Thanks for everything.
All right, thank you. Thanks for being here, Madam Perry Salon.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.